So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It's Tommy Freedom coming at you loud and clear for the next 30 minutes. And of course, you know what the topic is going to be this week, at least for the opening part. And that topic is George. And in the event that you were not alive or around in the 1980s, that was a flock of seagulls saying, "I ran." Now, since I talked to you last week, Iran did retaliate, as you well know. Now, folks, you got to understand, these things air on Wednesday and Thursday, but the only time I have to do these is over the weekend. So sometimes I have to try and predict what's going to happen, and sometimes things happen that I have no control of. So I'm going to deal with it this week after the fact. But I did tell you last week that they would probably do something small and insignificant because they know that they have no way of winning a war with the United States. Just no way it's going to happen. So what did they do? They did something simple and symbolic. They struck two air bases that had no one there, and they made sure that the missiles didn't hit anything that was going to do a lot of damage. So essentially, they fired blanks. But as we also know, the morons had their anti-missile defense systems going and shot a plane down that left their own airport, which was absolutely stupid. What kind of an idiot is going to leave the airport open in their own capital while they're launching a strike against the United States? Just complete and utter stupidity. But in the aftermath, they are now trying to cover their tracks and say that the engines went out. I mean, as soon as this happened, they're saying the engine failed. We know now that they shot it down themselves. It was an accident, but they did. And again, they're just sheer stupidity for not closing down the airport, number one. And number two, sheer stupidity from the Ukraine for allowing a plane to take off or land that's dealing with their country. I mean, that's just, that was just bad. That was a bad call all the way around. So Trump has said, okay, we did something, you made your symbolic reply, you made your little strike, it's over and done with. In other words, don't push the envelope. Of course, Iran is now saying, we're going to send something even bigger. We're going to send you a stronger message. Well, don't do that. If you do that, you're going to make a huge mistake. Now, just how does Iran compare to the United States? Well, among the world's 25 most powerful militaries, this is actually ranked. Both are in here. So let me see. There's a thing that's called a power index. Let me find it here. And okay, it draws on more than 55 factors to assign a power index score to 137 countries. And this ranking assesses the diversity of each country's weapons and pays particular attention to their available manpower. geography, logistical capacity, available natural resources, and the status of local industry are also considered. And the recognized nuclear powers receive some bonus points, but their nuclear stockpiles are not factored into the score. Landlocked countries are not docked for lacking a navy, but countries with navies are penalized if their fleets lack diversity. So that would be something like helicopter carriers. They're included alongside traditional fleet carriers in this global firepower ranking. NATO countries get a slight bonus because the alliance theoretically shares resources, but in general, a country's current political and military leadership was not considered, although their financial health and stability are. The top power index score is 0.000, so the lower your number, the higher your score. And that's pretty much realistically unattainable, just unless all of a sudden the United States were to reveal that we are 400 years ahead with the technology that we have and a space force, then we'd have a perfect score. But the closer they get to this unrealistic number, the more powerful their military is. So per these criteria, who are the 25 most powerful militaries in the world? You might be surprised at some of these folks and the way that they rank. Number 25 is Saudi Arabia. And I'm not going to go through all let me do it for this one because I'm going to get down to the top three. I'm going to explain it more in detail. They have a power index rating of 0.4268. There's a total population in Saudi Arabia of 33,091,113 people. Total military personnel is estimated to be 230,000. Total aircraft strength is 848, and that ranks 12th out of 137 countries. So there's not too many fighter pilots out there. Fighter aircraft, 244, that also ranks 12th. Combat tanks, they have 1,062, which ranks 24th. Total naval assets, 55. And their defense budget is $70 billion. For one of the richest countries on Earth. Okay. Number 4, believe it or not, is Poland. Number 23 is Vietnam. You would not expect that to be in there. 22 is Taiwan. 21 is Canada. Number 20 is Spain. 19 is Australia. 18 is North Korea. So they're in the top 25, but they're still toward the bottom. And their numbers, when you compare them with everybody else's, there's no argument there. 17 is Israel. So actually, North Korea is ahead of Israel, even though Israel has some nukes. But again, they don't count those. This is for an actual fighting army. Indonesia comes in at number 16. Pakistan comes in at 15. Iran comes in at number 14 out of the 25, so they're about somewhere in the middle. So let me give you their statistics. Their power index rating is 0.2606. They have a total population of 83,024,745 people, with an estimated military personnel totaling 873,000. Total aircraft strength is 509. That's ranked 24th out of 137. They only have 142 fighter aircraft, which is ranked 17th. They have 1,634 combat tanks, which is 18th. They only have 398 total naval assets and a defense budget of a paltry $6.3 billion. So you see where this is going, folks. And just wait until these numbers compare with Russia, China, and us. Brazil comes in at number 13, while Egypt comes in at number 12. Italy is ranked 11th. And now we're getting into the top 10. 10 is Germany. 9 is Turkey. 8 is the United Kingdom, in other words, Britain. 7 is South Korea. So South Korea is way ahead of North Korea. That's something that the Norks had better pay attention to. Japan comes in at number 6. So now we're getting into the top 5. Top 5 here. France is number 5. India is number 4. China is number three. So now let's go over all the statistics. They have a total population of almost 1.4 billion people. Their total military personnel is 2,693,000. That's estimated, but let's just say 2.5 million. Their total aircraft strength is 3,187, and that's ranked third out of 137 countries. Fighter aircraft is 1,222. They're ranked second. Combat tanks, 13,050, ranked second. Their total naval assets are 714 with only one aircraft carrier. Their defense budget is $224 billion. Number two is Russia. So you already know who number one is going to be, and we knew that all along. Their total population is 142 million. I'm just going to leave it at that. Not going to bother to give you the exact numbers there. Total military personnel, 3.5, almost 3.6 million. About the same as China. Or was China? China was 2.5, right? So they have more than China does. Total aircraft, 4,078, and that is ranked second out of 137. Fighter aircraft, they have 869, ranked third. So we already know that these two powers are ranked 2 and 3 out of everything. I can tell you right now, we have more fighter aircraft than China and Russia combined. Now, they are ranked number one in combat tanks with 21,932, almost 22,000 tanks. Tanks do have a job, but they can be taken out fairly easily, so that's not necessarily a huge asset. Their total naval assets are 352 with, again, a single aircraft carrier, which is indefinitely out of service. Their defense budget is only $44 billion. Now, coming in at number one, as we all knew coming down the pike here, is the United States of America. Our power index rating is 0.0615, with a total population of 329,256,465 people. Total military personnel is 2.1 and a half million. Why it's estimated, I don't know. They should be able to get those numbers exactly from us. So we're still right around where China is for total military personnel, which is far more than I expected. Total aircraft, 13,398, number one. Fighter aircraft, 2,362. Number one. Combat tanks, 6,287. Number three. Again, that's the least of the worries. Your aircraft carriers, and your fighter aircraft are what really counts. Now, you're going to like this. Total naval assets, 415, with 24 aircraft carriers and a defense budget of $716 billion. And how much of that do you want to bet goes into black budgets and black ops and stuff that we have no idea that even exists? It would not be a fair fight, folks, if Iran makes the mistake of poking us in the eye. Not only would it not be a fair fight, it wouldn't be a fight at all. The Gulf War was over, and I said it was like a week when I talked to you last week. That was just kind of mopping everything up. It was actually over in 90 minutes, officially. I mean, it took a while for everybody to kind of understand that it had happened, but when half of their military surrendered within the first hour, I mean, it was over and done with in an hour and a half. The same thing is going to happen with Iran. They may be a little bit more headstrong. They may be a little bit more determined and last just a slightly little bit longer before they surrender. But once their aircraft start getting blown out of the sky, once we come in and start carpet bombing them, they will give up. It will be over and done with. If the Ayatollah is dumb enough to pursue this, he's not going to like it. Continuing on the same topic, let me give you an example of just how brainwashed our children are in these public functional learning facilities otherwise known as the school system or the educational system, there is a weekly publication that's been around since I've been a kid. I don't know how long it's actually been around, called the Weekly Reader. Do you remember this, folks? Now, I remember this was in first and second grade. We got the Weekly Reader, and it featured a girl named Molly and her dog named Zip. I don't know whether they're still around or not. That was 45 years ago, given my age away here. But apparently the Weekly Reader is still in publication. It goes out to these kids and continues to brainwash them. And they have a crisis hotline set up online for information for parents, where the parents can go in and learn how to deal with the trauma and the grief that their children are going through at the death of this terrorist that we took out last week. Yes, they are comparing him to Martin Lucifer Kuhn. They're calling him a martyr. They're calling him a great man who died for his beliefs. Can you believe that crap? This is what they're teaching in our public schools now, and they wonder why we want to abolish the Department of Freaking Education. I gotta take a quick break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com. And remember to always be prepared.
Gay pride days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom, it may have something to do with liberty, it may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Well, folks, sorry for the overrun on that, but during the commercial break, I came across some news that confirmed everyone's suspicions that Iran did, in fact, shoot down its own plane out of sheer carelessness and stupidity. So again, I'm recording this over the weekend, so it's breaking news to me now, but obviously by the time you get it, you're going to have been made aware of the fact that Iran has now officially admitted that they shot down their own plane. I don't know, maybe it had something to do with the fact that there was video footage of a missile flying across the night sky, striking something and exploding, and then some surveillance video of a bunch of burning debris falling to the ground. George, is the cat's in here? Oh, wonderful. So Misty got shut up inside the studio here during the commercial break, so that's her in the background. Hopefully she won't distract me too terribly much for the remainder of the show. Although that sounds... Do you really want to go out? Hang on one second here, folks. And I do apologize for that. But anyway, as I was saying, the Revolutionary Guard has now admitted that they inadvertently shot down an airliner leaving their own airport by mistake. Now, the way these missile systems operate, from what I understand, obviously I've never operated one, but they lock onto targets. They track and they lock onto these targets, but it's not automatic. They don't just... It's not like RoboCop where everything goes bad and they just automatically shoot anything that moves. It still requires someone to physically push a button. So what kind of a moron is looking at this thing on screen and not realizing that it's a civilian airliner that has just taken off? And again, there's video that clearly shows a missile going across the night sky, impacting something, and there's a large explosion. And then they show this surveillance footage where you can just see all the burning wreckage just come down, hit the ground, causing almost a secondary explosion when it impacts. So it was very obviously shot down. And after a week or so, Iran has finally realized that it can't lie its way out of this one, and they have had to admit that they did, in fact, shoot down their own plane. And there are a lot of questions going on right now, and rightfully so, from everyone around the world, particularly family members of those who were killed in this, and more specifically, the wife of one of the pilots. And he just, I don't know, there was something she said, I don't want you to go on this. There's tension going on. He's like, no, it's my job. I've got to do it. And against his wife's better judgment and the way that she felt about things, he went to Iran and unfortunately never came back. So it's one of those things where there's all these questions. Who was at fault? Obviously now we know the Revolutionary Guard was at fault. They're the ones who made this egregious error, and people want answers, and again, rightfully so. This should have never happened. The airport should have never been open. They are actively shooting missiles at the United States, at targets in Iraq. Obviously, you know, there is a good chance that we're going to fire back. And yet, the airport remained open. It's just complete and utter lunacy. Seeing that I just mentioned Iraq a minute or so ago, I told you last week that the consulate or the parliament, whatever they call themselves, had gotten together and had voted to expel U.S. forces from the country of Iraq. Well, this is amazing, folks. This is awesome news because Donald Trump not only managed to take out the number one terrorist in the world, he's getting our troops out of Iraq at the same time in one bonus package. This is something that the American public and the world have been clamoring for over 10 years. Get the troops out of Iraq. And son of a gun, if Donnie didn't get a way to do it, way to go, President Trump. But of course, you have all of these morons out there who are claiming this is going to cause some kind of an economic crisis around the world and the stock market's going to crash and this, that, and the other thing. And it's the same garbage they've been claiming ever since he was elected into office. Last year, they were telling us we were headed for a recession. We were in a recession. We weren't in a recession. We weren't going anywhere. The stock markets are continuing to climb. And this is all because of Donald Trump. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to crash. We're not going to lose. It doesn't matter what kind of situation he seems to get himself into. It just turns around and works for the better. Now, initially, after the crisis with Iran started, gasoline prices did go up here a little bit in the United States for, you know, a couple cents for a couple of days. Then it came back down. Why? Because all of a sudden people went, duh, we're not dependent on the Saudis for oil anymore. We're not dependent on Iran for oil anymore. We don't need their gas. We don't need their oil. The United States is the leading producer in the world of gas, of oil, of natural gas, and of coal. We are a standalone superpower. Unlike China, unlike Russia, we can actually stand alone with our own energy and natural resources. When are the liberals going to wake the hell up and understand that we don't need these people who are always talking trash about us? Now Britain's threatening to cancel an alliance. So what? We have saved their ass how many times? We fought for independence from Britain, and we saved their ass in World War I. We saved their ass in World War II. And we've been doing it ever since. The United States of America does not have a policy of conquering the nations that it helps, unlike everyone else. But maybe, you know, it's time that we should. Just leave them alone. Let China come in and overrun them. Let the Russians come in and overrun them. And then this time, when we come in and we kick the hell out of the Russians, we kick the hell out of the Chinese and get them out of there, then maybe we just need to hang on to these things. You know, if we'd have done that in World War II, we would own most of the world, just like Britain used to. We would own Japan. We would own all of Europe. And because Japan had invaded China, we would right now be owning China. Maybe it's time that we stop helping these people and let them go for free. Maybe next time we need to go in, we need to save them, and we need to hang on to them. And on that note, I am once again out of time. As always, it's been a pleasure being here with you for this past 30 minutes, and hopefully you will tune in again next week, and we shall meet again. But until then, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Until next time, please stay safe, please stay awake, please stay vigilant, please stay free, but most of all, please stay tuned, because I will be back next week. Until then, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.
Think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not not important at all.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.